I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? You didn't run, you didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me say we'll be together every day. Hard to get you into my life. What can I do, what can I be? When I'm with you I wanna stay there. If I'm true I'll never leave, and if I do I know the way there. And I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? Got to get you into my life. I was alone.
Said I'm a king. Till I thought you were lost, 'cause your eyes kept saying, direct me,
direct me,
direct me,
direct me,
direct me,
direct me,
That was Direct Me from Larry Hosford. This is The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And we started that set off with Got to Get You Into My Life from the Beatles. And that was from the album Rock and Roll Music. That was released in 1976 by Capitol in the U.S. and Parlophone in the U.K. What it was a collection of rock and roll music by the Beatles. What the Parlophone and Capitol did for starting in 76 and ending in 1980 was that they released four distinct Beatles records. First with the rock and roll music, and then the following year they released Love Songs and Beatles at the Hollywood Bowl. And the year after that, in the UK, the album Rarities was released, but that wasn't released in the US on Capitol until 1980. So since Got to Get You Into My Life was also released as a single, actually all the songs in that album were released as singles and hit the UK charts at the same time. But Got to Get You Into My Life enjoyed a new life in the United States. It was a big hit again. So that's why we played that, because we are in 1976. And we followed that up with Beautiful Girl from George Harrison's album 33 and a Third. That goes out to Cece in Cresco, Pennsylvania, because she had requested that last week, when we did all requests and we weren't able to fit it in. So we thought we'd do that tonight because that album was released in, you guessed it, 1976. And we finished up with Larry Hosford from his album Crosswords. We heard Direct Me. And if you didn't catch it, you might be wondering who was playing that beautiful slide guitar. That was George Harrison. So, and he's also on another song on that album doing background vocals. We might play that in the weeks ahead. So let's see. What we're going to play next, I just want to tell you that before we ask the trivia question. We're going to play, we're going to depart from the 1976 theme just for one song, because a little over a week ago, we had WNTI Stage in Knowlton at the Knowlton Lions Club in Delaware, New Jersey. And one of the real highlights for me anyway was a group called Big Funk, K in parentheses, Big Funk, F-U-N parentheses K. And that's Don Braden and Carl Latham's band. And they did a cover, a reinterpretation of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. And it was really, really good. They're a funky band, kind of jazzy. And we have this on their album called Live, Big Funk or Big Fun K Live. And it's Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. We're going to play that any minute now. But first, we want to read you the trivia question for today. And if you have an answer to it and you want to be the first one to call and win a gift certificate to, I think it's for the Panther Pub. I'll check that in a minute, here in near the studio, actually. You can call us at 908-852-4545 once I've finished reading the question. 908-852-4545. Question goes back to 1964. On April 8th, 1964, at the height of Beatlemania, the Beatles recorded a spoof scene of a famous play by a very famous playwright some 400 years hence, which was part of a one-hour British TV special around the Beatles. So the question is not what the name of the play was, not the name of the playwright, although if you know that, that would be fine, but what character did Ringo play? So again, the Beatles spoof scene of a famous play about 400 years old, what character did Ringo play? If you know the answer, 908-852-4545. And now, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Thank you.
And that was, like we said, that was Big Funk with their interpretation of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Really, really enjoyed their funky set this past weekend at the WNTI Stage Festival in Knowlton, New Jersey. So you probably would want to see that next year. I'll go and do it again next August. So get ready for it. Start now. So you got about a year to get ready. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. You're listening to the Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles, and we're in 1976. Everything we're playing except for the last tune was released in 1976. So we're going to take a break and carry on with some Ringo.
In this age of corporate radio and automated music services, Death Valley Radio is still built by hand, one set at a time. My name is Ron Alden, and I hope you'll join me here at 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock.
WNTI support comes from Toyota World of Newton, New Jersey, located on Route 206. Toyota World has a selection of new and certified pre-owned Toyotas and Scions, including the Toyota Camry, Corolla, and the Scion FRS. Information on Toyota World inventory can be found at newtontoyota.com or by phone 1-888-404-1227 for Toyota World of Newton.
Thank you. ship of dreams. Oh, Annie, dreamboat Annie, little ship of dreams.
.9 WNTI, where great music lives.
Fancy a bit of rock and roll?
Standing with a bootleg in your hand. looking for my baby all night. And if I get her in my sight, boom, boom, out go the lights. No kidding, I'm ready to go. If I find a boy, don't you know? If I get her in my sight, boom, boom, out go the lights. Out go the lights.
Well, shake it up, baby.
Beatles with Twist and Shout, re-released on the Rock and Roll Music album, released in 1976 by Parlophone, division of EMI and Capitol here in the USA. Let's see, I had some technical trouble with the set list, so I hope I did this right, but we started that set off way back when with Cooking in the Kitchen of Love from Ringo's 76 release, Rotogravure. Actually, Ringo's Rotogravure. John Lennon wrote that song. And we carried it on then with Heart's debut album, released in 76, Dreamboat Annie. We heard the title track. And then we carried on with a piece by Ravi Shankar from the album Ravi Shankar's Musical Festival from India, Vandana. That was produced by George Harrison, so that's why we played it for you. And then we carried on with High, High, High from Wings Over America. And then the debut album from Pat Travers, first album, Boom Boom, Out Go the Lights, from the album called Pat Travers. And of course, finish with who else but the Beatles, Twist and Shout from Rock and Roll Music. This is The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles, and I'm your host, Gary Ault, here at 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. We're going to take a short break and play some more music, and we do have an answer to the trivia question. So thank you all for your calls, and we'll announce that answer in about 10 minutes.
I'm Stu Liebman. Please join me for Down in Front, a musical expedition connecting the dots from folk to rock to jazz to hip-hop. Monday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. here at 91.9 WNTI, online at WNTI.org. Public Radio from Centenary College.
John Coates Jewelers Repair and Engraving Shop supports WNTI. Coates Jewelers is a family-run business for over 90 years. They offer personalized engraving, watch repair, gold and silver jewelry, custom orders and designs, baby keepsakes, and more. All jewelry repairs are done on premises. John Coates Jewelers is located on 17 Main Street in Branchville, New Jersey. 973-948-2492.
When I made the transition from business to law enforcement, I knew I needed to enhance my leadership and management skills. So I enrolled in Centenary College's Masters of Leadership and Public Administration program. Thanks to faculty who represent the best of two worlds, real-life experience, and a commitment to teaching, I developed the expertise I needed to serve and protect my community. I am Patrolman Scott Myers with the Washington Township Police Department. Check out all of Centenary College's graduate programs at www.centenarycollege.edu/WNTI.
Better think of it, so better come when you let me be.
And that was Santana with Europa, Earth's Cry, Heaven's Smile from the 76 release Amigos, one of my favorite bands, one of my favorite songs by that band. And we started that set out with, what did we play? I guess we started off with Woman, Don't You Cry for Me from George Harrison's 33 and a Third. I'm sorry, I was having technical trouble with the playlist and I'm just getting it straightened out. So yeah, we started off with Woman, Don't You Cry for Me and ended with Europa from Santana. So this is The Cavern, an hour of all things Beatles here at 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And we have an answer to the trivia question. The question was, it's a little bit long to say, but on April 8th, 1964, the Beatles recorded a spoof scene of a famous play by a very famous playwright some 400 years hence, which was part of a one-hour British TV special around the Beatles. The question was, what character did Ringo play? So before we give you the answer, we'll tell you that the name of the play was A Midsummer Night's Dream, and of course that was written by good old Bill, Willie Shakespeare. The correct answer came from the household of Amy in Newton, New Jersey, Andover Township, actually. She and her husband knew that Ringo played Lion. And just for the record, Paul played Pyramus, John played Thisbe, who were basically in love with each other. It was kind of strange. John was in drag. And George played Moonshine. So let's hear a little bit of Ringo's part.
Come on, folks! Come on!
You ladies, you who fear the smallest monstrous mouse that walks the floor, may now perchance both quake and tremble here when Lion rough in wildest rage doth roar.
Arr! Feed that lion!
And know that I, one Ringo the drummer, am. But if I was really a lion, I wouldn't be making all the money I am today, would I?
And that is from the spoof of Midsummer Night's Dream, done by the Beatles on the program Around the Beatles in 1964 on BBC. And the whole program, or the whole skit, was about 8 minutes long. The program, of course, was longer, but that was it. So how about we play some Beatles now?
My baby's been gone. Ah, Kansas City.
That was Wings with Beware My Love from the 76 release, Wings Over America, triple album, live album. And before that, we heard the Beatles with Kansas City, Hey, 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 from Rock and Roll Music, released in 1976. You're listening to Linda Ronstadt in the background. We, of course, the story's old news by now, but unfortunately, we've heard that she's been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease and no longer can sing. She found out about 8 years ago, developed some symptoms, thought it was from a tick bite, and then more recently thought it was related to, the handshaking was related to a operation on her shoulder, but then it was diagnosed as Parkinson's. So that's a sad thing, but we're listening to Hasten Down the Wind, which we'll play in a coming week in full, so I don't want to talk through it out of respect for her. But we'll play that in a coming week. So this is 91.9 WNTI, and this has been The Cavern. And up next is E-Town with Over the Rhine and The Lone Bellow. After that, stay tuned for Mike the Hippie with the Midweek Jam. And then stay tuned for some real craziness as Keller Williams takes the controls from midnight on. So again, I'm your host, Gary Ault. It's been my pleasure taking you through 1976, all things that the Beatles released in that year, as well as others on the radio. So we will see you next week on the airwaves.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.